Now let's turn to Anchorage House District 27 and meet the incumbent, Bob Book. Welcome, Bob. Representative Book, I should say.
Thank you.
Perhaps you could tell us how many terms have you served now?
2 terms.
Okay, and I'm confident you have a list of accomplishments you'd like to tell the voters about.
There are a number of things that I have accomplished while getting in office. Some of the things that I think that I have been recognized for are my public service, public safety issues. And, you know, I'm very proud of the fact that we have made it more difficult for gang members. The latest bill that I sponsored and co-sponsored and got passed was one that made it illegal for sexual offenders to go online without identifying themselves. So that actually has been used, and we put some of those people away.
Okay.
So that has been, you know, there's a couple of things that I'm really proud of, and that's one of them.
Let's turn to a couple of high-profile issues. Is Governor Palin's ACES oil tax program, which was endorsed and passed by the legislature, working as it should?
You know, the timeline that was set up for that, it is a long-term timeline. And so we're right on task with what we set up years ago. And looking at the timetable that was set up at that time, we're right on course if we proceed in that direction. So I think that the AGEA is something that 59 out of 60 of us agreed on at the time. And I think that staying the course in that until we resolve these negotiations that we're in now will produce a gas line.
And how do you feel about a potential, either state-funded or partially state-funded, all-Alaska line or bullet line to, from the North Slope to South Central to provide gas for us?
You know, today I had lunch with Ken Fauska, and he's the head of that. And last week, Senator McGuire had the latest update on that. And we're going to know a lot more come January. And a lot of those questions that are now up in the air are going to be answered. So in June of next year, he'll be able to come with some sort of an idea about how we're going to proceed in that. And I think that we're, you know, there is the dilemma of natural gas in the Cook Inlet Basin is certainly one of the things that's on all of our minds. And, you know, that is something that we're going to have to face before something like AGEA is accomplished.
Let me ask you about the Kinnickarm crossing. Is the Kinnickarm crossing going to happen, or is it something that we've spent a lot of money studying and it's not going to happen?
There are several fields of thought on Kabata. You know, I really have a difficult time believing that any longtime Alaskan would pay a toll. Certainly there were some good ideas there about getting industry and partnerships involved with making it available to go from here to the Mat Valley in a more reasonable time frame. But at this time, I don't see that that is either economic or desirable, and especially the public has not weighed in as something that they have as a high priority.
Okay. The throughput of the Trans-Alaska pipeline is in decline. This has, in fact, we have at least one candidate who's made this a very big issue. At one point, the pipeline carried more than 2 million barrels a day. Now it's something like 600,000 a day, 660,000. Is there anything the state of Alaska can do to increase the throughput of private enterprises, Trans-Alaska pipeline?
You know, that's a great question. I was in Prudhoe Bay. I was at pump station 1, and I saw that dial when it was pumping 2 million barrels a day. It was unbelievable. Here we are, and you're right. We're at a situation where production is declining. That's 90% of our revenue. And certainly, we're going to have to go forward with some renewables. We're certainly going to have to move in a different direction. And, you know, that is one of the things that we're working toward in these legislators that I've been in these last couple.
So we have about a minute. Let's return to Anchorage. Is the University of Alaska Anchorage, UAA, getting its fair share of state spending on the university system?
Well, certainly we oversee what it is that goes in there. They come to us every year asking for more and more and more. I think that the University of Alaska is one of those things that it is. You know, a benchmark in our public school system. And it's one thing that we have provided some things like the nursing program that is really successful. We have a great engineering program there. So some of the things that we have done there are working phenomenally, and I'm very proud of that. And we're looking to make some more changes there so that entrepreneurship and small business have the advance of people that we grow here and keep here. So looking forward to the years when we can keep more of that brain drain from slipping away and utilizing our young people
our
right here.
Our time is slipping away.
Yes, sir.
We have to go to your closing statement, Representative Book. 1 minute, please.
Thank you. I'm Bob Book. Thank you for inviting me into your home. Working and raising a family in West Anchorage has given me the opportunity to get to know my neighbors. As a Diamond West Little League coach, member of the Sand Lake Community Council, and while establishing the Neighborhood Crime Watch, I have been committed to this community. These and many other efforts have led to my successful elections in 2006 and 2008. As your representative of Sand Lake, Jewel Lake, and Kincaid, I have worked hard to save billions of dollars for that rainy day. We are on track in the state for a better place to raise our families. Alaska is poised number one financially. However, we must recognize the revenues from oil depend on production. By improving education, investing in renewable energy, and developing our resources responsibly, we are saying, Alaska is open for business, and we are creating a bright future. I'm Bob Book. I'm working hard for you, and I would appreciate your vote.
Thank you, Mr. Book, Representative Book. Now let's meet the Republican in House District 27, Mia Costello. And if you would, tell us perhaps why you decided to run. I believe you ran for the school board before, right?
Yes, I did. I had a great experience running for the school board. I'm a lifelong Alaskan. I'm 42 years old. And as I look at the direction of our state, I'm concerned. And I decided to put my name in the running for state legislature. I think that Alaska is at a crossroads. We have some very significant issues that we have to address, and I feel that we can do a better job of creating an environment that is open for business, and we certainly have a dropout rate that we can improve. And so I'm really excited about the opportunities to create a better future for the residents of Sand Lake and Jewel Lake and Kincaid.
And if elected, what is the first bill that you will introduce?
Well, I doubt that as a freshman legislator I would be allowed to introduce this bill, but my first hope would be to look at ACEs. I believe that we've gone too far with the tax regime that we have now. It's not unlike the tourism head tax, where we found out that we've gone a little too far. And this is an industry where one out of every three Alaskans is here and has a job indirectly or directly because of the petroleum industry. And there's no doubt that this industry is significant to our economy. 90 cents of every dollar we spend as a state is from the petroleum industry. What I'd like to do is bring it back into a reasonable tax rate so that we can extend the production that we have of our oil as we move into developing our natural gas pipeline and also embracing renewables, which is, I think is the future too.
Okay, I know you have an interest in education, so let me ask you, the Alaska legislature spends more money on education than any other program. Is the state getting its money's worth?
You know, education is personally important to me as a mother and also as a resident of the state. I'm a product of the public school system, and I went on to Harvard, and then I received a master's degree from the University of Alaska Southeast, and I was proud of the education I received here. As I go door to door and I talk to the residents in the district, I do hear that we can do a better job. We have students on, at-risk youth, and that's the program that I'm personally involved in. I work with students who are behind in reading in elementary school. We have students in the middle, and we need to serve those students. And we also have students with some challenges. Dyslexia is one, students with autism. And I do feel that the state needs to serve every student equally and value every student. I hear from parents who feel frustrated, and I think we can do a better job in our system.
Thank you. Every year, the mayor of Anchorage sends a capital projects list to Juneau. What would be at the top of your list, Mia Costello?
Well, certainly the capital budget is large, and I do feel that there's a difference between the capital budget and the operating budget. I'm concerned about the water quality in the Sand Lake area, and I would certainly want to see funding to continue to monitor water quality. Outside of that, I would go directly to the community councils in the district, and I would listen to what's important to them. I think that their voice is very important, and I would be all ears when it comes to what the residents of the district want in terms of the capital budget.
Let's turn to an environmental question. Is climate change affecting Alaska, and if so, what is to be done?
Well, certainly we've been reading about climate change, and I think that Alaska is poised to make some, important decisions regarding climate change. We're going to see that the Arctic is going to be more important. We might see new shipping routes that are opened up, and I would certainly be involved in being in Juneau and working towards some of those realities as we look, as we realize that climate change is here.
Okay, and sticking with the environmental matters for just a second, we have about 30 seconds. Is there any lesson for Alaskans to draw from the Gulf oil blowout?
Well, certainly we were all saddened when that tragedy occurred and the loss of lives. We have an environment we have to keep a lookout for, and the economy also. And I think that we need a balance in all of our decisions that we make in terms of both the economy and the environment. And I just hope that, as we move forward in Alaska, we keep a balance in mind.
You have 1 minute. We've come to that period where you have 1 minute for a closing statement. If you would, please,
Great.
1 minute.
Well, thank you, KAKM, and thank you to the listeners and the viewers. I really appreciate this opportunity to speak with you in your homes. I've met many of you out the door, and I've enjoyed listening to you. I'm a lifelong Alaskan, a mother, a pilot, a teacher. I'm married to a lifelong Alaskan. I would love to serve the district in Juneau, and I wouldn't want to be anywhere else doing anything else than that. I have extensive experience in government. I work for Senator Ted Stevens, Governor Hickel, Governor Murkowski, and Representative Roekberg. I have private sector experience working in the tourism industry and promoting that. And I now work with at-risk youth and students who've dropped out of school. And I would appreciate putting that experience to work for you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.